You guys are awesome. I feel like I'm in heaven. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this holy place where we can gather together to worship you, for the blessing of being a church family, for warm smiles and loving hearts, for people who love our children, for warm welcomes and shared faith, for this grounding hour in our week where we can just slow down and be beloved by you, for the promises you make us, Lord. Help our doubting human hearts to trust that you've got this, that you've got us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever found yourself fully ill-prepared for what lies ahead, filled with fear and doubt, having imposter syndrome perhaps? Me too. Today we are reminded that nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. So some of you may have heard that Pastor Freeman and I just returned from accompanying a group of 25 amazing Mount Olivet women to hike the Camino de Santiago, a path well worn by generations of spiritual pilgrims, through the Spanish countryside to the Cathedral of Santiago, the final resting place of one of Jesus' disciples. It turned out to be everything we had hoped for and more. It was holy ground. When we set off on September 24th, many of us women were meeting for the very first time. And we sat in the airport and we went around and we said each other's names numerous times for those of us in our 60s. And after having shared this experience, we are friends for life. Our youngest pilgrim was a mere 35 years old, and our matriarch was 79 years old. Most of us had great plans for getting into shape before the journey. Some of us even made the plans for everyone to get in shape before the journey and didn't follow through on them. And that would have been, well, me. We had been planning this journey for nearly 2 full years. So I had plenty of time to prepare for the 10 and 14 and 16 and 18 mile a day mountain treks. So this is how my brain works. As soon as it's 1 year away, I'll begin training. Because 2 years, well, that's excessive. As soon as it's 6 months away, I will begin for sure. Once 3 months hits, I'm up at 5 a.m. every morning hiking, hiking, hiking. And 3 weeks before the trip, my husband said to me, "You know, I'm getting kind of worried. Do you think we should at least go out and walk today?" And I said, "Nah, it's too late." And packing for the journey, everything would be well thought out, laid out, planned out, well in advance. Well, of course, the reality proved to be a little different than my best laid plans of mice and men. It consisted actually of nothing but carbo loading, And at midnight, the night before, well, that's when my packing began, of course. So sadly typical. And oddly, none of that mattered at all in the end. Would the journey have been a little easier? Yes, I imagine it would have been. But would I have felt the Holy Spirit's presence any less? Not a chance. Because you could feel the Holy Spirit's presence on that holy ground. You could feel thousands of years and generations of pilgrims walking that same pilgrimage. It was tangible, it was palpable. In our fellow pilgrims offering support and band-aids and pain reliever, in the sense of connectedness we all had with the thousands of pilgrims from all over the world that were walking alongside us, living each day in the moment, trusting that God would take care of us. Even though we were from many, many different countries and spoke many, many different languages, even though we had never met before, we were all God's children, following this spiritual path together. And even though we were somewhere we had never been, even though we had no maps, even though we had no idea where we were going, even though we had spotty cell phone service at best, and even though most of us didn't even have the language skills to ask for directions, God provided. In yellow arrows at forks on the road, and sweet locals who would come running out of their homes yelling, "No, no, no, Camino, Camino!" In the spirit of all the folks around us, all walking the same journey, God was giving us the strength and the direction we needed each and every day. And so we trusted and we listened and we kept going. We trusted, we listened, and we kept moving forward. In our Bible story this morning, the people, the Israelites, have been through more than just a rough year. They have been through a rough lifetime. Enslaved by the Pharaoh in Egypt, they long for their freedom. But when they are finally set free, when their wish finally comes true, life isn't all the wine and roses that they were hoping for. They were wandering through the desert. They were parched by the sun. They were hungry. And then one day, as they camped by the sea, they looked up to see thousands of horses and chariots coming at them, Pharaoh's army coming to grab them and remove them from their families and return them to slavery. Can you even imagine? Exhausted, tired, scared, and just plain sick of it, they angrily cry out to God, "What? Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in this wilderness? What have you done to us? It would have been far better to be slaves to the Egyptians than to die out here in the middle of nowhere." But Moses said to them, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see what God will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you, so do not be afraid. You have only to keep still." And then in a scene made famous by Charlton Heston, Moses stands above the sea. He raises his staff and his outstretched arms, and the sea parts so that the people can flee their enemy and cross safely to the other side. The Lord will fight for you. Do not be afraid. You have only to keep still. When I envision the scene from Exodus, I imagine those days when I, or worse, someone I love, is going through something impossibly difficult. One of those mountains in life that you never saw coming. And when it hits hard and fast. We're standing on the shores of Superior. The November gales are howling. The waves are crashing to the shore. The waters are so dark and so choppy and so forbidden that we can't even imagine how we will get safely across. We can't even imagine that the sun may shine again. We can't even imagine life on the other side of this mountain. And then, in some miraculous way, God parts the seas. The way forward is made so clear, and freedom and joy and peace return to our lives. I'll close with this thought. The next time you're feeling like you've been dropped in the middle of a foreign land, not knowing where you're going, not understanding the language, not knowing how you're going to get past the mountain that is in front of you. When the waters ahead are dark and uncrossable, take what we learned on the Camino and what we learned from this book of Exodus this morning. No matter how ill-prepared we are for the journey, no matter how much we have no idea how we're going to get through, let go and trust. Follow those yellow arrows that God places in your path. Accept help from all the pilgrims around you and listen to where God is calling you. Because we are all just pilgrims, ill-prepared for what is ahead of us in life. And we're all together in this, just walking one another home. Amen.